Baruch Baruch Hanimtza. We left Mitzrayim. We probably said Hodu Adonai Kitov, Kiyada Olam Chasdo, Yomar Geulei Adonai, probably 20 times. Probably sick of it already. But we made sure when we were learning it, reading it, to learn the four cases of Birkat HaGomel that appear in the Perek. Birkat HaGomel is not what we're going to talk about today. Birkat HaGomel is what you say after you experience a Nes of certain categories, of certain types. But not only then, every 30 days, after a 30-day break of seeing the place where the Nes occurred, the Chachamim instituted that one can recite a Beracha of Shas, a Beracha of, that might have been a Nes, be careful, a Beracha of Shasali Nes, Bamakom Hazeh. And if it's a national miracle, such as Kiryat Yamsuf, such as the stones falling from Shemaim, the hail falling from Shemaim in Sefer Yehoshua, in Perek Yud, leftovers from the Barad, when if it's a national miracle, we recite Shasa Nes Lavotenu Bamakom Hazeh. But every time you revisit it after a 30-day break, you would recite this beracha. And on an individual level, if one experienced multiple nisim, when he was in Manhattan, he was almost robbed at gunpoint, and he managed to get away. And then when he went to, I don't know, whatever, he went to Midtown, same thing at Washington Heights in Midtown, he experienced a similar thing. So when he goes to each of those places, when he's in Uptown, he recites Sha'asali Nismakom Hazeh Uve Midtown. He mentions the second one in the Beracha. And when he's in Midtown, he says Sha'asali Nismakom Hazeh Uve Uptown. Each time. For his children and all of his tzeitzaim, so machlok at how far we go with this, they can each recite the Beracha when they see the place Sha'asanis Lavino or La'avi Nismakom Hazeh, but they don't recite all of the extra places. What kind of miracle? It's a machloket. Just like Birkat HaGomel, do we require some sort of supernatural miracle that fits the four categories of Birkat HaGomel, or even a derech ateva, or non-four categories? Similarly here, there's a machloket. Does it have to be a supernatural miracle where one should have perished, or whatever should have happened, but supernaturally bending the fabric of nature to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him? Or no, even a natural occurrence which is just so crazy, but it's natural and nothing changed in Teva, would warrant the Beracha also. That seems to be that's a Yesh V'Yesh in Shulchan Aruch, and a Tov Livarech V'li Shem Malchut in Shulchan Aruch. There are Ashkenazi poskim who are Mekel, even on a non-supernatural, on a natural miracle, but we require a supernatural one. So now, it's Yom HaShoah, and there is plenty. Tonight is Yom HaShoah, tomorrow is Yom HaShoah. Tonight is Yom HaShoah. And one of the big questions that came up post facto after the Shoah was when all the people revisit, the survivors revisit the death camps where they spend too much time, do they get to recite the Beracha of Sha'asali Nes Bamakom Hazeh? Seemingly, you have to have a supernatural miracle. You need to have a bullet be shot at you and then not go in. You need to have some sort of supernatural thing, so if you're Svaradi, and if one is Ashkenazi, so you can be Mekel even without the supernatural thing, so Lichaura, it would have to be a Machloket Acharonim. However, Bitzalo Stern, Bitzalo Chochma writes, that even according to Shulchan Aruch, one can recite a Beracha when visiting Birkenau, when visiting Maidanek and Mauthausen and all the other places. Because the case in Shulchan Aruch of Bali de Sakana, there's a diuk in the words. If Bawa Lav Ganavim, robbers came to him, Uva Li de Sakana. Stam robbers, they don't want to see the Balabayit. They want to loot his house and make away with the money. But if the Balabayit's upstairs and he comes down with his gun, there could be a firefight. That's Bali de Sakana. But let's say you have Listim, you have people who are mamash, they're armed robbers, they want to fight. He came in to kill the guy and take his money. So Zenikra Sakana, Zenikra Nes Tivi, that he survived. It's considered supernatural that he survived that experience. So when one is in the concentration camps, and every second, the flippant Nazis have the opportunity to take his life, to gas him and cremate him, that's a tremendous Sakana and a tremendous Nes that he survives every second. And we could even call that, according to Shulchan Aruch, supernatural. Shelo kederech hateva. And, oh, you might say, well, the Allies were on their way. So when the Allies were on their way, they tried to liquidate the death camps. They tried to kill more Jews. They had the walk and everything. They did all these things in order to kill more. So clearly it was all hashgacha min hashamayim. And even without the intent to kill them, surviving such conditions itself, when so many did die just because of the conditions, clearly is also a nes min hashamayim. The only problem might be was that you need to see makom hanes. And the entire death camp, you know, he might have been beaten over there, he might have been starving over there. There's no specific makom that you can pinpoint as the makom hanes. So Rabbi Tzal Stern says, okay, so look around the entire place. You go to Maidanek, you can stand in the center and look around the entire place. You go to Birkenau, you can stand in the center and look around the entire place. And then recite the Beracha. And let's say there's more than one person who survives. When they go together, they say, Sha'asalanu Nes, or Sha'asalanu Nisim, Bemakom Hazeh. And if a person was in more than one camp, he started in one camp and he goes to the other one, he goes to Maidanek, he says, Baruch Sha'asali Nes Bemaidanek, Uve Birkenau. And when he goes to Birkenau, he says, Sha'asali Nes Bemaidanek, Uve Maidanek. And Lohalacha Lamaaser of Vesal Stern Paskin, that they could recite this Beracha. Nowadays, we have very few survivors left. But we have their children and their grandchildren. So can the children and the grandchildren go and recite the Beracha? The Chaura, yes. That's clear. Children and grandchildren, there's no machloket, they can definitely. What about great-grandchildren? I remember when I went with my yeshiva 6 years ago to visit all the places in Poland, we stood in the center of Birkenau, and I think also in Majdanek, and the Rosh Yeshiva told the guys, look around and say the Beracha if your grandparents or great-grandparents were in the Shoah. But great-grandparents is a little bit more questionable. It's machloket rishonim and acharonim of how far do you go with this? Do you just say grandchildren, vizel? Do you say all of his descendants, al me'ad? Or do you put a gedder somewhere in between? The Mishnah Berurah takes the position, like the Aliyah Rabbah, that anyone who is child or grandchild, beseder, can go. But great-grandchildren and on must have been born through a line of children that only began after the Nes happened. Meaning the only reason why this great-grandchild is alive is because he served, his great-grandfather was saved in that miracle. And therefore he's shayach to this miracle and he can recite the Beracha Sha'asali Nes, Sha'asani Slavotai, La'aviv emakom hazeh. Because his great-grandfather survived and then his family began and then this child, great-grandchild is a product of that line of lineage. If he was born to a child who is born before the Nes happened, so then he would not be allowed to recite the Beracha, according to the Mishnah Berurah. So if people were young and they weren't married and their families were decimated, then they came back to America, they were in the Holocaust, they came to America and they started their families again, so then all of those children would be allowed to recite a Beracha. Whereas all of the Sfaradim are Safek Brachul HaKel all over this Siman and Shulchan Aruch. It's like four short sentences in Yalkut Yosef because he didn't even bother writing about it, and in Halakha Berurah, it's like a few dozen pages, but everything is Safik Brachul HaKel. So, either way, it's not really going to work out so well if one is a Sephardi descendant of Holocaust survivors after grandchildren, but for great-grandchildren, especially amongst Ashkenazim, it would seem clear, and I found Rav Elchanan Prince seems to corroborate this as well, but I don't think you needed him to say this, it seems clear that he would be allowed to. Should be noted how the Piskei Teshuvot has a long essay of what's considered a natural nes. He has seven different definitions of a nes that's not supernatural that he collected as he went through the Acharonim. But it seems Rabbi Tzal Stern says, who even needs to say that it's non-natural? It's supernatural that you survived. Rabbi Yaakov Ariel says that as well. And halacha lemaaseh, somebody asks, you should for sure go and modet ribono shel olam for taking his great-grandfather out of Mitzrayim, out of the Holocaust. Baruch Adonai leolam, amen v'yamen. Shviyah, yidui nishama for all of the kiddushim who perished in the Holocaust.